Chapter 3. Tropical Storm. The children are on the aeroplane again, on the way to their final destination. Neil is studying maps and archaeology books, but Julie is looking out of the window. Now she can see a very different landscape below them. Green forests of tall tropical trees and low mountains covered in dense vegetation and veiled in mist.
Look, Neil,
she says.
The jungle!
Yes, we're over Uganda now,
he replies.
Is that the jungle where the famous gorillas live?
Julie asks, excited.
I don't know. Can you see any?
Jokes Neil.
When are we going to arrive at the lake?
Asks Julie.
Soon. We cross the north part of Lake Victoria, then we go west to Kampala. It takes about 3 hours to drive from Kampala to our camp. They're waiting for us at the camp for dinner.
Julie looks down at the land below. The vast jungle is dark and mysterious. Mist obscures parts of it. Above it, the sky is full of clouds, and their shadows move slowly over the trees. She wonders how it is in the jungle. Is it hot? Is it humid? It looks cool from up here in the aeroplane, cool and silent. What strange animals live there? What exotic plants grow in the shadows? Julie jumps at a sudden flash in the sky. Lightning! Neil indicates the black clouds now moving rapidly in the west.
I think that's a tropical storm, Julie. Look at those clouds,
he says. Then they hear the pilot's voice on the loudspeaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Unfortunately, some bad weather is coming, and perhaps some air turbulence. Please don't be alarmed. Stay in your seats and keep your seatbelts fastened. Thank you.
Oh, no,
says Julie.
Relax, Julie,
replies Neil.
Turbulence is nothing. It's just a bit bumpy for 5 minutes. Don't worry.
But after another 15 minutes, the sky around the aeroplane is very dark. There's no sun, and white lightning illuminates the black clouds all around them. The thunder is very loud, and they can hear it above the noise of the plane. The plane begins to shake in the ferocious wind and rain. The noise is terrible. Outside the windows, they can see nothing except dense black clouds. Julie's face is white. The plane begins to dance in the sky. Then suddenly it starts to go down. Some of the other passengers start to panic and scream. A baby is crying. The pilot speaks again.
Ladies and gentlemen, a tropical storm is arriving. We are switching off the cabin lights to conserve energy for the engines. Please stay in your seats and remain calm.
The lights are switched off, and now the cabin is dark. The passengers are silent while the storm rages around the plane. The doors of the overhead lockers open, and bags begin to fall out onto the passengers below. At that moment, a flash of lightning outside illuminates the inside of the cabin, and Julie sees Neil's frightened face. The lightning stops, but the plane is now descending very rapidly. A strange orange glow is perceptible outside. Julie looks out of the window. The engine is on fire!